USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats have filed a lawsuit against President Trump as they try to block his declaration of a border emergency to use Pentagon funding to build a wall at the southern border. On Friday, the president visited the border at Calexico, California.
Close to 400 miles done within about 2 years.
He was describing an enhanced border wall as he met with immigration agents. He's alleging that many of those at the border claiming they need asylum are fakes.
The gang members, and they say, I fear for my life. They're the ones that are causing fear for life.
The sale of high-capacity magazines is stopped once again in California. A judge has granted an injunction while the state appeals the lifting of a 20-year ban. The same judge threw out the state's ban on magazines last week as infringing on the Second Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
While the president was visiting the border in California, a group of congresswomen went to a federal detention center in El Paso, Texas, that's housing those who have crossed the border. Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman.
I have been to a refugee facility in Jordan. And I tell you that there are things that I saw here today in the United States of America that were worse than what I saw in Jordan.
Health officials are working to identify the cause of an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in five states. 72 have been infected with E. coli 0103. The CDC says the investigation is still ongoing and officials have not yet identified a specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant chain as the source of the outbreak. Meantime, health officials in Florida say two people have died amid a hepatitis A outbreak in Martin County. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
The March report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics posted a solid rebound, with non-farm increasing by 196,000 workers, as the unemployment remains steady at 3.8%. John Clemens reports.
Some economists were estimating an increase of workers at only 175,000 after a disappointing report in February. Elaney Kara-George of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the March report.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%. Notable job gains occurred in health care and in professional and technical services.
For the year so far, wage gains increased at 3.2%. I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence says Cuba is on notice regarding its meddling in Venezuela as the U.S. announced new sanctions against them. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
In a speech in Houston, Pence warned Venezuela that they are not ruling out military action to help get that country back on its feet.
Those who are looking on should know in the midst of all these actions, as President Trump has made clear, all options are on the table. We will not stand idly by while the Venezuelan people suffer under dictatorship and oppression.
The U.S. on Friday targeted oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba in its latest round of sanctions to pressure the government of President Nicolas Maduro, aiming to choke off a crucial supply of crude to the communist island.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.